From OC 27 until November 23, the Timmins Museum, NEC is featuring an exhibit of incredible quilts from the Timmins Quilters Guild. Each quilt demonstrates various techniques such as piecing, appliqué, as well as hand quilting, long arm and free motion quilting. This particular show has something for every age. There are fun quilts like the bikini-clad women sunbathing on the beach, or mini quilts depicting the iconic McIntyre headframe. Children can look for hedgehogs smelling flowers, a llama, or two raccoons hiding behind a bear, as well as adorable farm animals. They might even meet the quilt diva herself in fabric, of course. A bargello, a fabric collage portrait, a modern leaf pattern and a soft floral wall hanging all await your perusal. So why quilt? When members were asked, many answers were given. Some quilt for the sheer joy of creating art. Others enjoy the friendships formed when quilting together. One quilter captured the doodles she made over phone conversations with her sister and made them live in fabric. Another quilter gathered patterns for a row quilt from various quilt shops because it reminded her of her mom saying, "Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home." Each row features various homes like bird nests or the quilter's own dog watching a mouse hole. Other quilters enjoy the practical nature of making a personal gift for a loved one. My own quilt called, As the Deer Panteth for the Water, was created in response to my 94-year-old father's request for a quilt that was, more than just a bunch of squares. Over FaceTime we carefully chose the soft colors, the deer panel, and the blocks that look like rocks from Muskoka to represent his life story. Since he was a pastor, I incorporated scripture in the border. He thoroughly enjoyed seeing and discussing the quilt's progress. I eventually gave him the quilt during a COVID lockdown at his retirement home in April 2021. He loved it. He enjoyed it for 3 days before his sudden passing on April 8. I am so thankful that I was able to create not only a quilt for him but lasting memories of him. So why do we quilt? When you visit this exhibit, you will discover the many and various reasons and maybe, just maybe, you will want to make this beautiful thing called quilting your next endeavor. Gwen Houston.